Jake Spaulding with you as it's time to chat with head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry the Compton Cause in this week's Cause Locker Room Chat. The Cause Locker Room Chat's presented every single week by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry, as well as Heinen Repair Service. Coach, first win of the season last week as you hit the road and knocked off the Sabetha Blue Jays by a count of 12-9 following your week one loss at St. Mary's. Tell me a little bit about that contest. When you look at statistics, when you look at the game as a recap side of things, it seemed like a very big defensive battle.
Yeah, good hard-nosed football game. You know that you're going to get that for Sabetha. What their game plan is, they want to go pound it and run the ball and be physical. And we knew from our standpoint, what we told our kids all week, we got to be able to answer that physicality and make sure that we match that, because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a physical football game, and you're always going to get that. Sabetha, again, is always a very well-coached team, and what they do sound offensively and defensively. So it's a good challenge for us, and very pleased that our kids came up with a great effort, a good performance, and to go win at a tough place against a good football team. Good win for us.
No doubt about it, Coach. And again, just getting that first win of the season, how important was it for your guys as you've now had a few days to look back on it and have them embrace that fact a little bit of getting that first win underneath their belt here in week two?
Yeah, it always feels good to win. I mean, and it helps give validity to what you're doing at practice. You know, the process is working, and you see what we're doing at practice carry over to the game, and then we can go watch film and say, hey, here's what we worked on. Here's what we got better at it. See how we were successful from that, and keep reinforcing and building on that, and then take the things we can do better and show that, we did make some mistakes and there's some things we can get better. And, they want to do that. That's the good part about our guys. I think they watch film really well, and when we go in and make those corrections, that they're listening, and then they carry it out to the practice field and are trying to do that. But put that with some great effort, and I thought that was the biggest thing our guys, man, they played with a lot of effort, a lot of passion on Friday night.
Able to hold quarterback Mitchell Kramer to just 5 completions in the ball game, Coach, and a big interception late sealed it for your team. On the defensive side of it, I know that you love defense, and I know that you love hard-nosed football. What did you see from your defense here in week two, like you're telling me this week, about one step at a time getting in the right direction?
Yeah, and going in, I just wore some things up defensively that we didn't do very good against St. Mary's, that we came back and, made those corrections, and those guys did that and played downhill, played with some more physicality, did a nice job on run fits. The touchdown we gave up was a breakdown on special teams. They had a nice punt return, did a great job, set up good. So we got to get better in that aspect. But for our defense to, not give up any score on the night, very proud of what they did, and love the defensive effort and the way the guys were running around and being physical and, taking care of assignments and doing their job.
Only allowing 157 total yards over a span of 4 quarters, Coach, has got to definitely make you happy with the effort that was put out there on the defensive side. Offensively, it seemed like you guys were able to move the ball at times. What are some things you're taking away from that game of where you guys are wanting to continue to make that step in the right direction on?
Yeah, we found a few things, but, we got to build more consistently on the offensive side of the ball, be able to sustain drives, be able to put some things together, and we're down there a couple of times, and we got to put an end zone. And that one right there at the start of the fourth quarter, we're down there. We got to finish that drive, and that's going to make it a 2-possession ball game at that time, which is huge. And how that game was being played that night, but give them credit, they got the stop. But then our defense came and rallied and got us back the ball. But we got to be able to do those things. And again, at the end of the game, when we had some opportunities, just go get a couple first downs and grind the clock out, and don't give them another possession. We weren't capable of doing that. So those are some things we want to get better at, making sure we go finish drives, sustain some things. And that's just a matter of, making sure up front we're correct on assignment and doing some things. And they brought some nice pressures in there late in the game, too, that were tough for us to pick up. But we'll keep working at it, keep working to get better.
It's only week two, Coach, heading into week number 3 now, but sticking with that game in week 2 at Sabetha, talking with head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry the Compton Cause. And, Coach, I said his name last week to you. I'm going to say it again. Colton Kniper on the defensive side. 19 total tackles, Coach. 9 solo and 10 assists in that contest. What are you seeing from your senior in the middle of your defense?
Yeah, he's doing a good job, and he works hard at it. He's the guy that he spends a lot of time. He looks at film too, which is great to see. And from a defensive linebacker, you want to have that guy that understands what their opponent's doing and being able to kind of be the, I guess, the quarterback of your defense and get guys aligned and then go play downhill. And, you know, it was a game built for linebackers, and that's, he's got to give a lot of credit to the guys up in front of him who are trying to eat up some double teams and let him stay clean and then go make those plays. And like we talked about, you know, defense is a team effort, and everybody's got to do their job for you to get your opportunities, and he gets that and understands that. But it's fun to see him play out there. He's got a good nose for the ball and a good understanding of what the game plan is week to week.
Perry the Compton will come back home for the first time this year, the home opener this Friday against Silver Lake. We'll talk with Coach Mike Paramore about that contest after this quick timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding back with you. We're talking with Head Coach Mike Paramore of the Perry the Compton Cause for the Cause Locker Room Chat, heard every single Thursday here on FM 103.9 KNZA. We got Perry the Compton coming off their first win of the season last week at Sabetha, 12-9. And now, Coach, you've got your first home game of the season, taking on a Silver Lake Eagles squad that is now 1-1 following their loss to Nemaha Central last week after their thrilling overtime win against rival Rossville. So as you're preparing for the Eagles this week, Coach, after you've had a chance to sit back, look at the film, and kind of enjoy that victory last week on the road, what's it going to be like playing in front of your home crowd for the first time this year?
It's always good to get back home, and you know, we're going to add homecoming to it, so it's going to be a good atmosphere, and our community is excited to have a home game, and they usually come out and support really well, so we're looking forward to that. Bringing Silver Lake in, you talk about the tale of what different weeks bring and what the Big East does to you. Another good football team, but the opposite extreme of what they do offensively. They're going to be in trips open. They're going to be in doubles. They're going to be in gun, and the ball's going to be in the air. So now we got to kind of change our mentality defensively, making sure on the back end we're good, and make sure we're assignment sound and defending the pass, and also when we're rushing the quarterback and the integrity of pass rush lanes. So a big challenge on that end.
Yeah, big challenge again. That's kind of the parity of the Big East this year, obviously, as you go from a lot of teams that are the ground and pound, love to run the football, to now bringing in these teams from the Mideast League, like a St. Mary's, Rossville, Silver Lake, Riley County, that like to put the ball in the air a lot. As you're talking about the shoring up on the defensive side of it, what is something that you guys are really focusing on with this Eagles attack?
You know, if we attack again defensively, being sound on what we're doing. You know, we're trying to put together a few things that we'd see if we can pressure the quarterback. But with that, you got to have integrity to pass rush lanes. Make sure you got somebody that's always in contain. You know, on the back end, great job in communication because they give you some different looks. And even within when they jump some motion or do some different things, that we got to make sure coverage-wise we're on the same page, don't have a breakdown. So all those guys on the back end doing a good job communicating coverage. We're on the same page, getting our linebackers and their drops. And then with our pass rush integrity, make sure we got our lanes, we got contain taken care of.
All right, Coach, on the offensive side, you guys are still trying to find your groove for a totality from a yardage perspective, from a perspective of getting a lot of offensive points put up. Tell me about what your guys' game plan looking like this upcoming week. Again, is, you know, you guys are kind of a good mix, right? You like to run the ball, you like to throw the ball a little bit as well. The balance is kind of key for your offense, right?
Yeah, being balanced is important. And, you know, when we talk about balance, we don't talk about 50% run, 50% pass. We talk about being able to do both effectively based on what defensively they're doing to us and what's going well for us. I think we just got to be better up front and more consistent in our run game, sustaining on blocks, being very consistent on blocking assignments, and see if we can do the same. We'd love to be able to take the air out of the ball a little bit and do some controlled possessions and see if we can put some first downs together and limit what they're doing offensively against all those kind of high powered spread passing teams. They love to limit their touches, and if we could go get a few drives and put together and grind some clock, we'd really like to see that happen. So we're challenging our guys up front to be physical and see if we can do that.
Talking with Head Coach Mike Paramore of the Perry the Compton Cause. Coach, we've talked about the schedule. We've talked about just the fact the Big East is what the Big East is at this point. But we're getting close to district play. What's a big focus and a mindset for your program right now as you're getting into that district action?
The message stays the same week to week for us. I mean, we're going to continue to work to get better, take what we did from that Friday night, come back the next week, go improve it, get better, make sure we put a good game plan in place. And, you know, number one thing, play hard. Come out and play extremely hard, be fundamentally sound, and if we can do those things, we feel like we got a chance every Friday night.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time as always. Head Coach Mike Paramore of the Perry Lecompton Cause taking on Silver Lake this Friday. Coach, good luck to you and best of health the rest of the way. We'll talk with you again next week.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right, Coach Mike Paramore of the Perry Lecompton Cause. The Cause Locker Room Chats presented every single week by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry, as well as Heinen Repair Service.